fourth peg of the Mai, Mishnah Vav. We'll continue the halachas of situations which we believe in Hama'aretz in respect to Maitreus. And Nichnas Le'ir. A person was traveling and he goes into a city. He doesn't know anybody there. So basically, as far as he's concerned, some people he has to be concerned that they are Hama'aretzim. Therefore, if he asks this person, Amar Mikan and Neman, Mikan Maitre, he asks who is trustworthy. And who takes off ma'isim? Amalei echad ani. One person walks up to him and says, "I am trustworthy in respect to ma'isim." Einu nema. We don't believe him because, in respect to this halacha, people are the cheskas amaratim unless we know otherwise. If he says ish pleini nema and harei nema, here's a very big chiddush. Even though this person is an amaris or concerned to be an amaris and he's not believing in himself, he's believed in respect to somebody else. In other words, in respect to himself, he has concern that he wants to sell his produce, and therefore he's saying that he's Neman. But in respect to somebody else that he has nothing to gain from, we believe him. Now, the truth is that it's still not so well coincided with the previous Mishnah, because according to the way that Vilna Gaon learned the previous Mishnah, that there's no problem, because the previous Mishnah that we don't believe in Am Ha'aretz is talking about a Choshev, a regular Am Ha'aretz we believe. But if we say that even by regular Am Ha'aretz we're concerned that if he thinks he's going to a store which is trustworthy, but he makes mistakes, so how can we believe him over here? So over here, the answer to that would be, is because over here is a special takona, a special leniency. We're talking about a person who's traveling and has no food to eat. So, mitznei chayi nefesh, he should have the basic food to eat. They relied on the Am Ha'aretz in this situation when he's not being made on himself and he's saying that somebody else is nemon. But if he has his own food, or there's other sources of food that are clearly trustworthy, he should not rely on Am Ha'aretz, even to tell him at the second person's Neman. Okay, Halach Likachmi Man, and he went to this person. Reuven said that Shimon is Neman, so he went to Shimon. Amala Mikan Moichel Yoshen. That he asked, who sells Yoshen is a grain from the previous year, which is kosher. You're not allowed to eat grain from the that was grown this year, that started growing this year. Still left the Pesach after the time of the Oymen. So anyway, he asked him for who else is the Neman in respect to this Yoshen issue. Amaloi, Misha Shalchato Etzli. He said, the Reuben that sent you to me, he sells bread and you can trust him for his bread. So basically, it looks a little fishy over here. Reuben sent to Shimon, now Shimon's sending back to Reuben. Asal P. Shame, Kagoyim says, Arielin Neman. Even though it looks that there was some deal between the two, you are allowed to rely on remind them in this situation. Once again, we're saying this is also part of his leniency for a person who came to the city and doesn't have what to eat. Otherwise, we would not believe him in this.